Yes, Michael in San Diego. Auntie Scott does have a new YouTube video. We played it in the pre-show while we were waiting for... Well, I played it. I mean, I was playing the audio.
How long were you here before I got here? Because it says... It said an hour and 11 minutes. So were you on like way early?
I don't... All right. I can tell you, if I scroll back up in the chat room...
Recording stopped.
I believe I joined... So I joined after Andy Scott had posted about his show, I think. So at like 9:45, like a little after 9:45 or so.
Oh. For some reason, it said an hour and 11 minutes, and we'd only been on for like 15 minutes.
Now, Auntie Scott, I think, joined the... It starts counting from the first time. So what Auntie Scott will do sometimes, he'll join in there, and then just he just has the speakers on, and he's going around doing stuff, and then he can hear when it starts or whatever.
I see.
Okay. I don't know. I was on it. Like, I was on, he says, yeah. So I was like on at 9:45. Ish. I mean, I was sitting at my desk at like 9.
I'm trying to decide if I should hire a company to mow. Because I really hate mowing. But the thing is, I'm not doing anything. So I need things to do.
Yeah.
So it seems like a waste of money to hire someone.
Yeah.
When I'm at home.
Yeah.
But I hate it.
Yeah.
Especially edging. Like, I really hate edging.
I love edging.
I hate it.
Oh, you mean in the yard? No, I don't
yeah,
like that.
In the yard. Edging like in the yard is not good, but I have to edge in the yard every week.
You know, Adam, how much?
I don't know. Probably $100 per time.
And how often in...
Once a week.
Southern Arkansas do you have to mow the yard?
Once a week.
Just in the summer, though.
Just in the summer. So June, July, August, September.
I feel like it would be like 100. I bet you if you do it for the season, there's a flat rate or a better rate if you did it for the season. So if you're going to hire, just like try to find a seasonal contract that isn't $100 per trip, but like maybe $85 per trip or something. You know, it's the way I look at it, you'd spend $100 on a dinner and not
you
think
mow
about
your,
it.
You mow your own lawn.
I do. But I like mowing the yard, so I find it. I like mowing the yard because it. I like seeing the you know the cuts. Like I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like pressure washing or something. It's like those pressure washer simulators, or whatever. It's very zen to mow the yard because it's you don't have to think about it. All you have to do is you know cut the lines and just you know. I listen to podcasts while I do. We have an electric mower, so it's not that loud, so I can listen to podcasts while I'm mowing, and yeah. I like to mow.
Yeah. I listen to podcasts while I'm mowing. Yeah. That's when I'm listening to Big Fatty at half speed.
But I, like you, don't like edging. I don't like the weed whacking and the, you know, all that crap.
Oh, it's horrible. I don't mind the mowing so much, but you can't just pay a company to come edge.
You can. Actually, you can. Call the gardening company. You absolutely can. And that would not be as expensive. So maybe there's a good... would you feel better if it was just, I'm just paying a guy $40 a week?
If I was just paying them to edge and weed eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably feel better because then I could still mow.
Yeah. So what I would do, if it were me, is I would, one of your lazy fucking neighbors already has a yard service.
Oh, yeah.
So when the yard service, when they show up, just when they're done, go talk to them and be like, hey, I live... right over here, and you're already in this neighborhood. I don't need you to mow. I just want you to do the edging. Is there a cheaper, you know, can we talk about, you're already here. I don't even care what day you do it. It's like, you can just work it into your, you know.
It really does sound sexual, doesn't it?
It does.
I just need you to edge.
I just need you to edge for me. Baby, edge for me, baby. We're not on YouTube anymore, are we? Did we?
No.
Did you stop the recording on Zoom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
anyway, let's, I did. I talked about that. When we went to Dollywood,
Yeah.
We needed someone to stay here at the house and watch the cats. And the person who normally does that is Dwayne, and he was also going to Dollywood to run, so we couldn't use Dwayne. The second most common person to watch the cats is Nick, and Nick had another thing to do that weekend, so couldn't have him. So we put out the call to try to find someone who was willing to stay here, and you know. Like, you don't have to stay here all day long. Like, you can go to work or whatever. But I'm just saying, you know, basically.
So your cats won't, if you just had an automatic feeder or something, wouldn't your cats be okay? I mean, cats are pretty antisocial anyway.
That is a common misconception. Cats are social creatures, and it is, you don't leave them by themselves for longer than like 12 hours or so.
Well, especially because there are two of them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You wouldn't leave your dogs for, you know, days at a time, which with an automatic feeder or whatever, right? You know, the litter boxes still have to be cleaned out. Like, yeah, they'll use the litter box, but that still has to be scooped out. You can't, you know, it doesn't last forever.
So this is someone that would drop by.
No, what we were looking for someone who would basically sleep here every night, be here every night.
Oh.
And, you know, be with them. To feed them and stay here. Like, you know, if you go to work or whatever, live your life or whatever, but just like sleep here and, you know, be here for the cats. I mean, we pay for it. Like, we're not asking people to do it for free. Like, we'll pay. Anyway, so we found this lovely person who, we had met before, and he was like, yeah, sure, I'd love to. So he came over, and we showed him, you know, where everything was, and he met the cats and, you know, showed everything. And so it's like, there's two bedrooms. You can sleep, you know, the sheets will be changed on both of them. Doesn't matter, which, you know, you can sleep in either one. And, you know, if you use this bathroom, towels are here. If you use that bathroom, towels are there. You know, here's the litter box, here's the food, you know, all that stuff. Anyway, what we found out was that he said that there, he told us this after the fact. So after we got back from Dollywood, he said that he went to sleep in the guest bedroom. Now, this is the Adam Burns Memorial bedroom, the bedroom that only you have slept in and Nick has slept in, right?
So oh, no. Very did I few leave people. Something in somewhere?
So
he
said no, I washed the sheets. So it was like, no. So he turned down the sheets and he said there was a bug. And then there was like three or four other bugs in there. And so he shut the door, you know, turn off the light and shut the door to that room. And
what kind of bug?
And that we should. So I was like, oh, shit. So I went in there to look, right?
Yeah.
And no bugs. I couldn't find any bug. He said there was
I mean, bugs do move around.
No, he said they were like, dead. He was like, there were dead carcasses, you know, there were bug carcasses as well as a live one. And so I guess.
He couldn't just pick them up and throw them away?
No, he didn't. He thought they were, there was one moving or something. You know, he was like, I'm not going to sleep in bugs, right? It's like, so anyway, I'm freaking, you know, I'm like, oh my God, I can't find any signs of bugs, right? You know, I looked at the sheets. I looked under the sheets. I looked under the bed. I like checked with flashlight everywhere. He's like, no sign of anybody.
Well, you can. Do you have a pest control company?
Yeah, we have.
You can have them come out and just do a spray. Absolutely. If you have a contract, you just them.
They come out. They come out every 60 days and treat our yard and our house. And I know that. I can text them at any time. That was why I wanted to go find out what kind of bug it was, so I could tell the pest control. I couldn't find nothing.
We have ants right now, only outside the house. Yeah. But they're outside the house. I'm afraid they're going to get in. So I've got to call the company and tell them.
Right before the show, I look at the wall back here behind my monitor, and there is a bug crawling up my wall. Now, I live in Central Florida, and it is not uncommon for there to be bugs in Central Florida. That's just, hey, that's our life. $1 million homes. And you'll see bugs in them. Hey, welcome to the swamp. So I smushed the bug, and I carefully smushed the bug, and I placed it on the white sheet of paper, and I took a very, very close-up picture, and I asked Gemini what kind of bug it was. Because, of course, it's winged bug.
And did it say a dead bug?
And I'm thinking, oh, I hope it's not a fucking termite. That would be bad.
Or a cockroach.
No, this was definitely in the, you know, is an ant or a termite. Like, how do you tell the difference? Anyway, it assured me that it is a winged ant, commonly referred to as a swarmer. And it explains why it had to do with its body segmentation, its petiole, which is its waist, and its antenna, and its wings. So it doesn't match a termite. It is, in fact, an ant, and this is what it is. So, I guess they hide, and then they just periodically come out in a swarm. Like, they come out as a group or whatever, and then go back into hiding. And it's
so,
like,
do you think that's what he saw?
That must have been what he saw. So, but
you
now,
should text him a photo and say, is this what you saw?
I should, other than the fact that I saw on Blue Sky that he, like, went in the hospital for like for a heart problem or something.
Oh.
And I was just like, I don't want to bother him in a hospital. Hey, is this the bug you saw?
Is this the bug?
Is this the reason you didn't sleep in our guest room? Anyway, so it's more importantly, I can now tell our pest control people, hey, we have these winged ants. An elate, it says. Anyway, so yeah, that was
so
there was a
bug. So we both have ants. It sounds like both of us have ants.
Right, but now the mystery bug that I had before, I now know possibly what it was. And that makes the most sense, right? Because he probably saw them and like they were just hanging out. Because that's what they do. They don't
Now you can text your bug company.
That's what I just said.
We have winged ants.
I just said that.
Oh.
You really don't listen to what I say, do you?
I do. But I'm telling you, I had the last toke. Do you call it a toke?
You can.
The last suction I had was a lot. So things are going over my head.
The last administration of your therapeutic drug.
Yeah, exactly. I did get dose. Thank you, Kathy Marshall. I did get a number of a clinic here in Arkansas that can give me an actual prescription.
Oh, nice.
So if anyone was being like judgmental or anything, oh, Adam's doing illegal drugs or whatever, I'm going to get a prescription so that it's legal and I'm all in the clear.
I have a medical marijuana card.
Yeah.
I am a legal marijuana patient.
I mean, I was doing ketamine. I think they'll give me a prescription for some THC.
Yeah.
My psychiatrist doesn't, unfortunately, do the THC.
I told you that I'm no longer thinking of driving the boats at Disney.
Well, you were going over it and trying to come up with different jobs you could do. And that one, Zach was saying that you couldn't smoke.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
You didn't say for sure, but it sounded like you wouldn't be interested in it.
Yeah, I've decided though. I've now decided what I
want. What are you going to do?
I want to be a PhotoPass photographer.
Oh, okay. Have you ever been a photographer? Have you taken photos?
I worked
in a semi-professional level.
I worked as a photographer for the horse show circuit I was right after high school.
Oh. Do you have a camera? Do they provide the cameras?
Yeah, they provide the camera. Yeah, Disney will train you and basically you're just going to give them a examples of some pictures you've taken or whatever. But yeah, PhotoPass. Yeah, they give you get.
Just don't open your Grindr folder when you are showing them. Here's a good one. Not that one.
But they Yeah, because their cameras are synced to, because when you take the picture, you have to tap to the magic band to assign that picture to those people. And so it's not like a regular, it's a Nikon camera, but it's got attachments that do, you know, and then they're wirelessly sent to the place so that then it shows up in your app, right? right after it was taken. So like within an hour of them taking your pictures, it'll be in your app, right? Because the cameras are wireless and stuff. So, you know, they provide the cameras and stuff, but, no, I just, cause I was, Zach was getting, photos of his medals after he did his dopey thing. Right. So
yeah,
there's a thing you can do at Disney where you can hire a photo pass person for like a 20 minute session.
Okay. And they'll just walk around the park with you.
Yeah. They'll talk to you about what you want to do. And then they'll say, oh, we can go here, and they can get you into areas that you couldn't go in as a guest, like the field in front of the castle, or, you know, like you can go to approved photo locations that you have to have a cast member to get to. While he was doing his pictures there, we were in another area where there was another photo pass guy. And so I was talking to him because I wasn't doing the pictures, right? So I was talking to the other PhotoPass guy, and you know, we were just chatting back and forth. And as we were chatting, there was this little kid who could not have been more than two, just starting to learn to walk, but just squeeing, you know, waving her arms, just, you know, super excited, like walking and stumbling towards her dad to hug his leg or whatever. And, you know, she was super happy, and their slightly older daughter was, you know, mesmerized by the Mickey balloons or whatever. And so I looked at the guy, cause we were watching, they were just these cute little kids having fun. And I looked at him, I was like, does that ever get old? And he's like, no, it doesn't. And I was just like, that would be a cool job, man, to just be there when, like, people are there having fun. It's like they're experiencing, you know, their happy times or whatever, and you get to be a part of that. That's kind of cool.
I do remember that story. So you either told it last week.
Yeah, or... I probably did. I apologize to Tony in Illinois. Our one and only listener.
I'm sure he doesn't care.
To, well, I guess Brian. So we have two listeners. We have two listeners of Level 13. That's right. We do this for you. For both of you, just the both of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we do.
That's what we do it for every single week, Daniel.
That is, I have not listened to this week's episode of Throwing Down.
Oh, I don't even remember what we talked about. I just remember the dish. No, I don't even remember the dish.
Oh, don't even remember
the
dish.
It was some bean dish, I think. But other than that, I don't remember what, I think I... talked about my Mother's Day lunch, which I believe I talked about on here last week.
Yep.
And he told a story about something, but I don't remember. I don't remember. It was something.
He, on the tea, do you listen to the tea?
I do, but I'm behind.
So on the tea, apparently Jay is going on a trip or some sabbatical. Well,
he's leaving
something.
The tea.
Oh, yeah. Is it for good?
He's leaving.
I thought he was
for
just
good.
I thought it was an extended.
I think it's for good because Joe's throwing a going away party and all of this stuff.
Anyway, there was a joke. It wasn't really said, but it was kind of implied that Joe should ask me to fill in for Jay while they find somebody else. Because of course Lori hates me. And of course it was just a joke, but it wasn't actually said out loud, but it was just kind of implied that way. And then I was thinking, I was just like, yeah, I'd do that. Let's just not tell Lori who I am. She's never met me. She doesn't know my voice or whatever. It's like,
would you have to go by a different name?
Sure. I'll go by a different name. I'll go by Brett or,
Jeff.
I don't know. Jeff. Sure. I could be a Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, what can I do for you? Yeah, I know, Jeff Daniels. Yeah, I'm not the famous one, just the podcasting one, yeah.
Oh, is that a famous? Yeah. Oh, that is a famous person who was on.
Tina? I should go by Tina? Yeah.
Tina. Oh. No, you should do it. Well, text him and say, hey, I'm interested.
Here's the thing. They're mean on that show. That's not a fit for me. I'm just not a mean person. Like every story they tell is a mean, you know.
Yeah.
About being mean.
You'd get your feelings hurt.
Oh, absolutely. They're, I don't know, it's kind of like Mean Girls or whatever, right? Like they're just, they're very.
Even with each other.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. That's not my cup of tea.
You have to toughen up.
It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wouldn't want to do it. I just thought it was funny. There's like, I could do that. I could do the show. And as long as she didn't know that I was me, she would be fine with it. It's just, but is like, she hates me, but she's never met me or ever talked to me.
I think Joe is saying that now all the time she says she doesn't hate you. So I don't think she hates you. I think that was something made up because she keeps saying over and over, I don't hate Daniel.
No, she doesn't.
She's like, I don't know Daniel.
I listen to it.
Yeah.
She doesn't say she doesn't hate me. She just
says she doesn't know you.
She goes, well, let's see. I don't have anything else to talk about, man.
Me either.
What did you bring to the table? What the fuck did you bring to the table?
I talked about landscaping.
I got to do something because that freeze that killed everything right before you got here.
Yeah.
Like they're not coming
everything.
Back.
Everything. Trees all over the place. We're dead.
Our flower bed, those plants there that were doing great. And then they died in that freeze. They're not coming back. So Zach dug all those up. So now we just have, you know, mulch. We just have a mulch. And,
well, that's better than dead plants.
I think
we're planting this weekend. So
I think I should probably go take a picture with Jim and I and ask it what I can put there. Like, hey, can you show me some,
you can do that.
Show me some pictures of what this would look like.
That are native to Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. We usually do vincas. So we're going to go buy a bunch of vincas and do the front periwinkles. You may have heard them called.
I feel like, isn't it also a color?
Periwinkle is.
Yeah. So, because, I know. I never knew that those were periwinkles. Oh, I used to see those.
We're
going to
do that on Sunday, I think.
Oh.
Unless it's raining, because it's been rainy for like a week. So, we'll see.
I forget where I'm going to dinner for Darwin's birthday. Let's find that out. Let's find out, shall we?
Okay.
Where we're going for dinner. My plans. I'm going to the my plans section.
When is this?
Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday.
Sunday.
Is it a celebration of anything or just?
It's his birthday. It's Darwin's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. 7 p.m. at Terralina Crafted Italian.
By the way, are you supposed to share his real name?
I just said Darwin.
You said his real name on the show.
Did I?
You did.
I can now confirm that it's not. It's not Taylor and Babalu.
Oh.
It looks like it's...
Why is that?
Because the other...
How can you confirm that?
Because the other party members are linked on the reservation. So it's Rodan, Darwin, their neighbor and friend Robbie, and his partner Mark, Zach and I. And that's it.
Oh. Well, good. Are you guys just going to dinner or going to do anything afterwards?
I think Darwin wanted to ride. There's a balloon at Disney Springs, hot air balloon. I think he wanted to do that.
Okay.
But I don't know if they're going to do that before dinner or whether they wanted to do that after dinner. If they do it after dinner, I might do it with them. But if they do it before dinner, I'll do. But I mean, it's at Disney Springs. So yeah, there's other things to do there. But
is it one of those stationary balloons that it goes up?
Yeah.
And then goes down?
Yeah, it's tethered.
Oh, okay.
And then on Sunday, the very next day, on Monday, they're doing a party at their house that we're going to after Zach gets off work. We'll be heading over there.
Cool.
To their pool party.
We got our notice that the pool is opening Saturday, but we never use it. So
yeah,
I went ahead and submitted the form that you have to submit agreeing to the rules.
Yeah.
But we never use it. So I don't know.
We went to the pool once. We didn't go in the pool, but we went to the pool once.
We've gone in, but it's usually like once a year because we're like, oh, we better use it before it closes.
I always see people there. So there are people that use it.
No, it's popular.
It's usually just kids, though. And it's like, I don't want to go. around a bunch of fucking kids.
Right.
What are you going to celebrate on his birthday? What am I going to celebrate on his birthday? I'm going to celebrate the fact that it's not my birthday.
That it's his birthday.
That's right. I'll celebrate that it's not my birthday.
Yeah.
That seems like a good thing. I told Taylor. So they have this thing when they record Pod is My Co-Pilot, and they talk about it on the beginning of every show lately, which is when Taylor plays theme music, it's way too loud for the other participants on.
And it's funny because it's not loud to me.
It's not. It's a separate track. So when he mixes it, right, he said, well, I'm lowering the volume. And so I'm thinking to myself, that sounds like that they're getting a pre-mix instead of a post-mix, right? So they're...
Oh, could be.
And I'm like, I don't know if there's a setting in Riverside to change that. So I, in the group text, I said to, after they were, we were listening to the show coming back from the dinner with Gene, and they were talking about that, and I was like, oh. And so I sent a message in the text, in the group chat. I was just like, your problem with the theme song might be that the monitor is on pre instead of post. And then he said, like...
He said, what?
Yeah. They said, like, well, I don't know what any of that means. And never mind. We just won't do music. We just won't do music. And it's just like...
you should have been like, well, I'm not... It doesn't sound that way to us. It's just...
Yeah. It's not as bad as a little fatty cast. Yours is fine. We can hear it. Although I did notice today that he is fixing it in the exit, but there's a time like in the beginning of the show when he'll play like sound effects and stuff and you can't hear Fatty because they're too loud. And I think he said he had a Rodecaster.
Yeah, I believe so.
But he doesn't use it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He uses his Mac.
Yeah.
Are we still on? No, we have left the show, Lamont Cranston.
Yeah.
We have left the show and we are several minutes.
Yeah, we're
in. I mean, we don't have anything to talk about, but we are definitely, we're definitely here.
No, I was going to say we should call it soon.
We should. Anyway, did you watch Google I/O at all? Did you?
No.
I mean, it's not like you had anything else to do.
I had to watch that hour and a half video I didn't watch it. I didn't watch
it. You should, though.
So I did.
Brennan is so I'm fucking smart and just so eloquent in how he puts things. It was just a delight. It was a delight of a Survivor interview. It was like, this is,
okay.
It was a Survivor podcast, which Rob has a podcast, which is usually not very good because Rob is not very good. Rob is not a good podcaster. He's hard to like to listen to, right? He's not particularly great at asking questions. Anyway.
Was he on Survivor? Is that why?
Yeah, he was. No, okay. not Boston Rob, Rob Mariano. And Boston Rob is Rob Mariano. Sesternino, Rob Sesternino. Anyway. This episode, I just happened across it because I'm a big Brendan Lee Mulligan fan, and it showed up. It's like, Brendan Lee Mulligan talks about Survivor, and I looked and I was like, oh, it's Rob has a podcast, but it's Brendan. Oh, I'll take a listen. Bam! Right from the start, sucked in. It was great. It was just a delight to listen to. Even now, even knowing the final outcome and knowing, doesn't matter.
When I get done rewatching West Wing.
It was a delight. And the only thing I'll leave you with this. We, as you know, have been watching The Pit.
Yes.
While we eat dinner. And tonight I said, are we braving watching The Pit? Or do we want to watch something else during dinner? He's like, nope, we'll watch The Pit. And I'm like, what?
Why is it braving?
Because it's just gory. And it's not, like while you're eating dinner and it's like, gore and pus and, they disimpacted a woman, right? So there's poop involved and blood involved. It's just, it's a very visceral show. Anyway, I said jokingly while we were making dinner, because I said, do you want to brave the pit or should we watch something else? He's like, no, you can always close your eyes. And so I said, watch, this will be the episode where they just have someone vomiting. because even if you don't look at it, it's going to be, you can hear them vomiting. And and guess what?
Was there somebody vomiting?
There was a dude that had been in like in a hot dog eating contest and just kept vomiting hot dogs. And
oh, well.
Now, it happened late enough in the episode that we were done eating at that point. So, you know, but I was just like, nailed it. Nailed it.
They knew.
I feel like Noah Wiley is just like sadistic. He just, he's like, I want to make these shows
they
so
just
want to
be realistic.
I want to make them so gross realistic that people wouldn't even think about eating.
Right.
In fact, they never eat again. I can't do a Noah Wiley.
Maybe not.
Noah Wiley has a very distinct kind of gravelly.
I couldn't even tell you.
Gravelly kind of a voice. What do you mean you couldn't tell me?
I don't know.
You don't know Noah Wiley's voice?
I can't picture it. Or
let's see if we. Okay, yeah.
So we're talking about real. And thank you to Heather and Trina and to Figs for bringing this incredible group together and for having the backs of healthcare workers.
There.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
His other hospital show wasn't his other hospital show.
ER.
It was ER. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is ER streaming somewhere?
I don't know.
I could ask.
Maybe.
Let's see. Can I ask? Is ER streaming some? If you're in the U.S., it is a complete series on Hulu.
Oh, there you go.
Why, we have Hulu.
Yeah.
It's part of our Disney Plus package. Because as a cast member, Zach gets Disney Plus and Hulu.
Well, there you go.
They get the ad version, but we pay the difference, which is like $6. We pay $6 a month to have the ad free.
Oh.
Instead of free and ads.
We have Hulu. We pay for it though.
That's not, I mean, we pay for it. We pay $6 a month.
No, I mean, whatever the retail price
is.
Oh.
That was the one thing on Survivor, though. I did watch it live. Like, because we had to go to dinner with Gene the next night. And so I knew that we couldn't watch it the day after it aired. And so I just braved it and we streamed it live. So I had to deal with commercials. Dear God.
We still have that Tableau thing that you mentioned.
Yeah.
And so we watched it live, but we poured it through the commercials. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to set my Tableau up here. When I moved, I haven't set up my Tableau. And 'cause it was the only thing we were watching was Survivor and it was one of those, it's just easier to stream it on, you know. Right. Anyway, so we watched it live, and I haven't watched a show with commercials in a very long time, but God, they're annoying.
Yeah.
And they're constant. It's like so many.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ, this sucks. And you think about it, it's like, you know, you go to watch an episode of Survivor, and Survivor's not a good example. You go to watch an episode of an hour-long show, an hour-long network show, and it's a 42-minute show, right? So it's, you realize it's somewhere in your brain, 18 minutes of that hour is commercials, right? So it's like 18 minutes of commercials happen in a hour of CBS.
Most shows are 40 to 42 minutes long.
Yeah. So anywhere from 18 to 20 minutes of that is commercials. That's crazy.
It is.
All right. It was great catching up with you, Adam. Did you already too. Order something? What'd you order?
Nope. No? I'm not hungry.
Not hungry.
No.
Just not hungry. Thanks everyone in the chat room for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Make sure you go check out the new YouTube video over on the Anti Vera 50. Is that the YouTube channel? Anti Vera Charles 50. at YouTube. The new adventures of old Scott and Drew over there. Episode one.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
You can,
but I'm gonna.
You barely hear the plosive. Anyway, good night, chat room. We love you.
Good night.
Good night, level 13. I'm teasing Auntie Scott. Good night. We love you. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye bye.